The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material, you can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross? The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
And welcome to Bob Burney Live on this Wednesday afternoon. Wow, what an incredibly beautiful afternoon. And here I am inside. Well, you may be inside as well, or you may be outside. Anyway, I am delighted that you are listening today. Thank you for allowing me to be your host today. My telephone number is 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. Did you know... that if you are an anti-Israel, pro-terrorist protester, you could possibly die of starvation and dehydration in less than 24 hours. Yeah. Did you know that? Man, that protesting must be strenuous stuff. Oh, my goodness. I'll tell you what I mean by that. A little later in the program, that came out of Columbia University from one of the protesters. And we need humanitarian aid. We could die. You only took over that building less than 24 hours ago. I know, but... Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I've got a lot to say about the campus protests. By the way... they're coming back to the campus of Ohio State University tonight. Yes, the protesters are coming back tonight. Let's begin praying now for police, campus police, highway patrol, and whoever is brought in to control the protesters. Here's what the university has said. We have freedom of speech. As long as you don't violate the law and the rules of the university. If you do, you're going to pay the consequences. So I would imagine that there will be some kind of deadline, 10 o'clock tonight or whatever, and we'll see. I just pray it does not turn violent. I pray that no police are hurt, injured, and I pray that none of the protesters are injured. But anyway, a lot of updates across the country. Columbia was completely cleared of protesters last night. I've heard reports that they have come back already. Can't confirm that, and I've tried, so I'm not sure. But Columbia, the building that the rioters had overtaken, cleared out. That whole encampment completely cleared out, and we'll see. if they come back. But finally, Columbia decided to do something about it. And New York City, again, I'll deal with this more in depth a little later. You gotta like the mayor of New York City on this issue. I have some quotes that I think are incredible. All right, little update on news. The 4th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals issued a ruling on Monday of this week that state health plans all across America, state health plans must cover gender transition surgeries and the so-called gender-affirming care. Shocking? No. Disgusting? Yes. Anti-science? Yes. And as I continue to tell you, most of the rest of the world has had an awakening about the transgender fantasy, the transgender hoax. I've got an article. I'll get to it a little later. The headline of the article is, quote, "The transgender movement is collapsing in England." Yeah, England, because of a shocking blockbuster report, has made a complete 180 on the transgenderism thing. And the transgender movement in Great Britain is completely collapsing. Why? Because of facts, truth, science. And then there's America. Let me read the story to you. The 4th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals issued a ruling Monday requiring state health insurance plans to pay for gender transition surgeries, a decision that comes amid a nationwide struggle over transgender health care policy. In the majority opinion, Judge Roger Gregory called the restrictions obviously discriminatory based on both sex and gender. Now, where did this all come from? Well, West Virginia's Medicaid program has banned transsexual surgeries for several years. A group of trans-identified individuals sued West Virginia. North Carolina, a few years ago, said, nope, state Medicaid, state health programs, insurance programs will not pay for so-called transgender surgery. A group of transgender activists in North Carolina sued. Well, those two lawsuits, West Virginia and North Carolina, came together and sued the state of West Virginia, the state of North Carolina, and this 4th Circuit Court of Appeals has ruled in favor of the so-called transgender activists. And I say so-called because, as all of you know, transgenderism really doesn't exist. It's in people's imagination. It's in their feelings. The majority of the court said the language used by West Virginia and North Carolina was discriminatory on the basis of gender identity, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Yeah, I won't read you any more of it. But they have ruled, and of course, since this is a federal court, this will apply across America until it is challenged, and I'm sure it will be. But this means that states all across America, state health plans, will be forced to cover, and again, I'm quoting, gender transition surgeries. Even though we now have incredible evidence that this is harmful, this is destructive. It does not help. It hinders. It does not decrease suicides. It increases suicides. We now know that. And yet, we have a federal court that has absolutely denied science, biology, psychology, in order to please the progressive liberal left. This obviously is going to be appealed, and we will keep an eye on that. Well, we need to take a break. Quick break, brief break, important break. And then we'll return with more Bob Burney Live.
Radio that makes a difference. Makes a difference. This is Bob Burney Live.
Well, the legislature in Kansas has done the right thing. They have vetoed the, or not vetoed, they have overridden the veto of their governor. Just like the legislature here in Ohio overrode the veto of our governor, and somewhat, well, not exactly the same legislation, but somewhat similar. The difference, we have a Republican governor that the Republican legislature overrode. In Kansas, they have a Democratic governor. And it was her veto that they overrode. Actually, four separate pieces of legislation that the governor had vetoed. Wide-ranging, all pro-life. One of the pieces of legislation would punish those who coerce women into abortion. That's illegal. You can't in any way force someone in Kansas to get an abortion. Now, why would the governor veto that? Well, I guess you'd have to ask her. Also, another piece of legislation would improve the state's gathering of abortion data. Women would be asked a simple question before she had an abortion. Why are you having an abortion? You don't think that's important? Well, the legislature thought, you know, we need to know why people are getting an abortion. The Democratic governor said, no, nope, 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 and vetoed that. Another one would provide income tax credits toward adoption. Yeah, income tax credits toward adoption. The Democratic governor vetoed that as well. Four pieces of legislation altogether. And the Senate voted 27-10. The House Representatives voted 84-41. So, good for the legislature. I'm sorry, just brushed my teeth and can't do a thing with them. Kudos to the legislature of the state of Kansas. Good for them. And this is good news. You remember the George Floyd protests, Black Lives Matters, the riots all across America, hundreds, well, thousands of people injured, dozens of people killed, billions of dollars worth of damage all across America, all in the name of Black Lives Matter. As a result of that, there was this huge defund the police movement. Remember that? I mean, all over the country, Seattle, Portland, Los Angeles, New York, Chicago, you name it, a big liberal left ruled city said, well, the problem is the police. The problem is not wicked, evil people. The problem is not man's sinful nature. The problem is not bad people doing bad things. No, 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 no. The problem is the police. They intimidate. And by the way, they're racist. Well, what about the police departments that have a large percentage of black and other minority police officers? Doesn't make any difference. If they're police, they're racist. And they're the problem. Remember at the height of that ridiculous movement, here in Columbus, Ohio, the school board here in Columbus kicked out all of the Columbus police officers. Yes, the police officers who had served well, they called them resource officers, Columbus police. Well, that's a problem. You know why we have unrest in our schools and riots in our schools? It's because there's police there. If we would just take the police out, we wouldn't have any. You remember that? Well, what was the result? It did not work well. In any city, you name any city that succumbed to the defund the police movement, and you saw rise in crimes, rise in violence. I don't think there is a single exception. Well, now that we know that this whole defund the police thing was absolutely disastrous, there's been a change. And the first time for at least 4 years, the hiring of police officers across America is on the rise. Yep. The defund the police movement has died a worthy death. And even liberal cities, many of you, maybe most of you know, our oldest grandson just came through the latest Columbus Police Academy and is now a Columbus police officer. Well, his class here in Columbus was one of the largest classes in many years. And of course, we are a liberal, far left led city. And that whole defund the police thing, and by the way, our mayor was right out in the front lines of that. Anyway, they have realized that's not going to work, and we need good police. So the trend finally has changed. For the first time in several years, police officer hiring across America is increasing. That's good news. All right, we'll be back after this break with more good news.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.